epic. Now, I know people throw that term around a lot these days, but Beyoncé's new album Lemonade really does feel epic. Genre-busting songs, unexpected collaborations. So let's turn to Danielle Belton, associate editor at The Root. She joins us via Skype. So Danielle, first impressions?
You know, I thought it was really beautiful. It was poignant in so many different ways, and it showed her continued growth as an artist and her continued maturity that she kind of set off with the previous album, with the Beyoncé album.
Well, Danielle, it seems as if a lot of people thought that Beyoncé's new album was going to really focus on her tumultuous relationship with Jay-Z. And there is some of that in there, but it's also about so much more, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. There's so many things going on in Lemonade to unpack. It's everything from a celebration of Black womanhood, but it's also about a very personal journey through denial, anger, hurt. And it also encapsulates so many cycles of womanhood, like using the poetry of Warsan Shire, where she talks about, you know, childbirth and pain.
Well, Danielle, let's talk a little bit more about that. I mean, what is uniquely important about how and why Beyoncé talks about Black womanhood? I mean, because she's got a global audience.
It's really important because, I mean, a lot of times, you know, artists are kind of afraid to get political in that way. And Beyoncé's shown that she's not afraid to do that. She's not afraid to fully embrace her Blackness with, you know, two open arms. And the fact that she, you know, quotes Malcolm X talking about how Black women are often neglected and forgotten about, and she's uplifting them, putting them on this pedestal.
And then, I mean, speaking of boundary busting, there's also, she's hitting a lot of genres here. I mean,
yeah,
R&B, country.
I love the country song on there.
Yeah, I mean, what does that mean that she's so malleable as an artist?
I think she's just ready to explore this other side of herself. I mean, she's conquered R&B. She's done that. And she's conquered pop music. She's done that. And she wants to show her versatility as an artist.
Well, and speaking of that, I mean, we should make mention of the 60-minute sort of video or movie that goes along with the album, because a lot of people have been writing that this isn't, you know, it's not a supplement to the album. It's as important a part of the overall statement that Beyoncé is making as the actual songs themselves.
It definitely is. Like, I was blown away. The mixture of the poetry, the mixture of the different songs, and her just highlighting the different stages that she went through of self-discovery revolving around, you know, it's implied that it's about her marriage, or you could say it's about her relationship with her father. You could say it's all those things. And it's all set to this Southern Gothic, like, beautiful setting that, like, harkens back to her Louisiana roots.
And Danielle, finally, I'm wondering what you think about this. I mean, because, of course, I'm still thinking about the fact that, you know, the world lost Prince this past week. And he was one of the defining artists of his generation for a lot of the same reasons that we're talking about what Beyoncé is doing now. Innovation, the ability to talk broadly to the culture about issues. I'm wondering if you see Beyoncé as being in the vanguard of folks who are doing that now, the way Prince was doing it, you know, all the way until the day he died.
Well, I mean, Beyoncé was greatly influenced by Prince, and Prince really enjoyed Beyoncé's music. Beyoncé is one of the few artists that can really command national attention in the same way like a Prince or a Michael Jackson or a Whitney Houston once did. And so she owes a lot to those artists.
Well, Danielle Belton is associate editor of The Root, talking to us about Beyoncé's new release called Lemonade. Danielle, great to talk with you. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you for having me.